And welcome, welcome to a Birdie Told Me So. And this is Psychic Robin, also known as Robin Zodiac. And you may have seen me on America's Psychic Challenge or heard of me on Cable Radio Network. And I'm here tonight on BBS Radio, and I'm taking calls. So pick up the phone and call in, and we'll go from there. So the number to call in is 888-815-9756. And also you can log on to bbsradio.com. And there's other numbers there to alternative numbers. So definitely call them. Okay. And once again, the number is 888-815-9756. And, you know, the news has reported that Osama bin Laden is passed away. And I think that, you know, that 9/11 was a terrible tragedy. And it's a horrible thing that happened in history. And, you know, I just, I feel that it was an American conspiracy, and I really don't feel, I do feel that the Saudi Arabians were involved, but I feel that, you know, this man claiming to be, you know, worse than the devil himself, you know, I do feel got his karmic, you know, fate. But I personally feel that there's more of a conspiracy. And the reason I do feel that way is that we still have in our history books about the magic bullet and the assassination of the Kennedys. And I really do feel that there's more involved. So if you'd like to read my blogs and read about my conspiracy theories, you want to go to www.psychicdomain.com and go to the blog page. And, you know, I go in more in depth on why I feel, you know, that the government is not working for us. Okay, we are going to go to Salisha. Welcome to the call, Salisha.
Thank you.
And your birthday?
02-13-75.
Okay, so you're an Aquarius. And the 13 is actually a power number. It's actually a very lucky number. And it does feel like you have the ability to manifest, and usually you get what you want. Now, I do feel that I sense that there's a man around you, but I also feel that there seems to be some freedom. So are you kind of on the outs with somebody right now, Salisha?
No, I'm married.
You are married? Is there someone at a distance right now that could be traveling or that?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Because I feel that there seems to be someone at a distance that's traveling. So my sense is that there seems to be somebody that is thinking of you, and it feels like it could be a family member, but I am feeling that it's a male energy. So my sense is that there could be a connection coming up for you, but I do feel that there seems to be a situation that is a reconnection. So I am feeling that if it's not a lover, that it seems like it's a loving a family member or someone that that you care about. I do feel that you do desire more money, and I did feel that there was contracts coming up. So are you looking for work at this time?
Yes, ma'am.
And I do feel that you are going to be making some money, but it says that you've had some disappointment, and it does feel like it has been a struggle in getting work.
Yes.
Are we talking 5 months?
More.
More like 2 years?
Yeah, almost a year and a half.
Okay, because, you know, I get, it seems that in 5 months, or it could be as early as May, because I got the 5th month, so it feels like you are going to be making money, and I do see contracts coming up for you. So, once again, it seems like that you are going to be happy, and it really does feel like your husband's going to be happy also, and I also feel you have children, too. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Do you have 2 or more?
I have 5.
You have 5. Wow.
But 3 biological. 3 biological and 2 with my marriage.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, because, you know, I do feel that 2 of them are quite young. Am I right about that?
Yes.
And do you have a biological and a stepchild that are similar in age?
No.
No? Oh, okay. Because, are you thinking about having any more children?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I just, you know, I feel that I keep getting young children around you. And once again, it might be the family member that's reconnecting with you that also has young children that I feel is coming around you. So, you know, I'm just going to tell you how I see it. And even though it might not be, sounding familiar, I think that you are going to be in a situation where it will make sense, in the sense that you will be around, you know, young children. I get two children around the age of 7, and it feels like it could be a family member. Or, once again, you know, I get male energy spending time with you. So I keep going back to that. So you'll have to keep me updated on that, and definitely keep me posted about the job.
Okay.
All right. You have a good evening.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, we're going to welcome a very special friend to the show, and that is Jackie calling in from Delaware. Welcome to the show, Jackie.
Hi, Robin. I haven't listened to you on this station before.
I'm going to be taking a bit of a break on the station, and then I'm hoping to come back in the next few months, so...
Because I was so glad to get your email, because I was going to call you tonight for a reading.
Oh, good. And your birthday is the 2nd of January, right?
That is correct.
Okay, great.
Thank you for remembering.
Sure. Okay. Well, the first thing I do pick up is that you're very psychic right now. So you might be, you know, having some experiences with those that have crossed over, but... it does feel that there's a lot of psychic energy around you. I do feel that there seems to be luxuries coming up, and that could be a car. I know that we had spoken before, and I know that you keep putting it off, but it does feel that there seems to be a car coming up. And it could be in a few months, but I feel like it's this year. And I really feel like, you know, it might be as early as July, but I know that you're trying to extend that.
Right.
Yeah. I also pick up that there's definitely a tall, dark, handsome man with light eyes coming in. I see success with a new man in your life.
I did meet somebody, but he wasn't tall. And, you know, I did kind of give it a try, and it didn't work out.
Oh, no. That's a bummer.
Well, so, it's okay. I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, you gave it a try. That's a good thing. But, I really do feel that you are going to be meeting someone. So my sense is that it seems to be someone right around the corner. So, you know, once again, I do see marriage happening for you. And I know I've been predicting that for quite a while, but I do see you having peace of mind and being with a soulmate. And I really get a strong psychic connection. So, you know, my sense is that it is going to be happening soon.
What about work? Is anything coming up for work?
Yeah, I see contracts coming through. So it feels like it could be a promotion. So I am feeling like a change of office, and I know I've been talking about that for quite a while, too.
Okay, because I had a meeting on Friday, and I didn't get great feedback, but I got bad feedback, in fact. And so I'm trying to work with my team, you know. So it's not going to happen overnight to make it better, or if it'll ever get better, but I'm trying.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like, you know, even though you are kind of bummed out right now, I do feel that, you know, that there is contracts ahead of you and work. And I've always felt that you were going to be with this company for quite a while, so.
Yeah. It's just been a bumpy road.
Yeah. Yeah, perhaps.
Well, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, you take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, I'm frozen again. Okay. All right, we're going to go back to the phones, and we are going to go to Dara, calling in from South Carolina. Welcome to the show, Dara.
Hey, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
I'm great.
Great, and And Dara, your birthday?
12/31/71.
Okay. So you are a Taurus and
Capricorn.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said 12. For some reason I thought it was April.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, the first thing I'm picking up is that you're extremely intuitive and once again very sensitive right now.
Funny.
Yeah, you had a question?
No, I was laughing because that's so true.
Yeah, and it does feel like you have been going through a lot of stress, and it seems to be around work. So is there something going on with that?
Yeah, I kind of want to get more into spirituality than I'm a cosmetology right now in cosmetology, and I don't want to do it anymore. I want to be more intuitive like you are.
Well, I think that's wonderful. And, you know, I definitely feel that was the first thing that I picked up is that you are very psychic. And it seems like you are a bit of an empath, too. Am I right? That you really can connect with people's emotions?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Unfortunate sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, it's a difficult road to follow. You know, they say there's a fine line between a blessing and a curse, you know. But, yeah, I mean, I do feel like you're making a lifelong commitment to it. And I do feel like, you know, that, you know, connecting with the heart chakra is the secret. And I think that it's on the website that that's how I feel I connect with people's voices is that I have this visualization that it's a, you know, a spiritual umbilical cord, and that, you know, that the vibration of the voice, you know, also has a lot to do with feelings and emotions and you know, things like that. So yeah, I definitely feel that, that, you know, choosing that path, you know, I think is a difficult one in regards to maintaining relationships. Are you aware about that?
Yeah, because I noticed that my husband isn't as supportive as I'd like for him to be. And yeah. Because I want to attend a a spiritual university in June, and I don't know what he thinks of that, but I really want to. Do you see me doing that?
Yeah, I definitely feel so. So?
And do you see the finances being correct, being in order for me to do that?
Well, I feel like it is still ahead of you. The first thing that I picked up is like August time period. So it feels like, you know, in the next 2 months, it looks like you are going to probably, you know, start working on getting it together. So I keep getting, you know, change is going to take place in 2 months, but it seems like August is when things are really going to click with that.
Okay. Anything else you get?
Yeah, I think, once again, I just really feel that you're a very loving person, and I feel that a lot of people love you, and you have a good support system. So, all right, Dara.
Okay,
thank you,
Robin.
Great evening. Okay. All right, once again, you know, please support the show. Call for a personal, private consultation with me at 877-963-4220. I'm at extension 701. That's 877, the word Zodiac on your touch keypad, and the number 0, and then, once again, extension 701. Also, I am going to take a bit of a break. I do plan to be coming back in the next 6 to 8 weeks, so you know, please do send me an email, and I will send you an email to notify you of when I come back on the air. And my email address is robinzodiac@yahoo.com. That's robinzodiac@yahoo.com. Okay, we are going to go to the next caller, which is Monica calling in from Utah. Welcome to the show, Monica.
Hi, Robin. It's so nice to talk to you.
You too. And your birthday?
It's August 7th, 1959.
Okay, great. And, I do feel that you are going through some worry, or that you have some concern right now. And is it family? Is there a situation around family that's kind of got you up at night?
There's a little bit of that going on, yeah.
Okay. Well, I just feel like, you know, it will pass, and that, you know, things are going to get a lot better. So I do feel like, you know, it's just a time that you seem to be going through. Now, the first thing I do pick up is as a man around you. So are you involved with someone now, Monica?
I am.
And you are married, right?
I'm not.
Okay, because I feel like there's legal contracts in your environment, and I do feel that there seems to be proposals coming up for you. So I do feel like the two of you are going to be moving in that direction. I do feel that there definitely is a strong soulmate connection, and I do feel like he thinks about you all the time, and I am sensing proposal. I keep getting the number 2 again. Have you been involved for 2 years or 2.5?
It's been probably more serious the last two and a half years.
Yeah, because I really do feel like you are going to be talking marriage, and it does feel like it's this year. Once again, it seems like, you know, he has some obstacles, and he has caused interference, but it says that, you know, the more time you spend together, the more he desires you. And I do see a marriage coming up for you, and I see a lot of happiness. And,
Monica,
you've been married before, correct?
I have. Uh-huh.
Has it been twice before?
It was twice before.
Okay, yeah, because I really feel like this one's going to be the one that is the charm. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you so much for that.
It was a pleasure. It was nice meeting you.
Thank you so much. You have a beautiful voice on the radio and on the phone.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, once again, we have some lines available, so pick up the phone, call in 888-815-9756, and you can log on to bbsradio.com, and I think we're web streaming this, so you can watch me in my home office doing the shows. So, once again, if you would like a more in-depth reading with me, please call me at 877-963-4220. That's 877, the word Zodiac on your touch keypad, and the number 0, and I'm at extension 701. And, once again, we have some lines available for a sample reading with me here, A Birdie Told Me So. And the number is 888-815-9756. Call. All I need is your name, date of birth, and where you're calling in from. And we'll go from there. So once again, definitely pick up the phone and call in. So I think we're going to go to a commercial break. And once again, the lines are open for a reading with me, Robin Zodiac. And the number here is 888-815-9756. So we're going to be back with more psychic readings. Thank you. And welcome back. This is Robin. You may have seen me on America's Psychic Challenge, and I'm here on BBS Radio this evening. And also check out my website, www.callpsychic.com, where you can watch my webcast. I do a half hour during the week, weekdays, at Blog Talk Radio. So you can always catch me there. And once again, you can watch me at callpsychic.com at the webcam link when we conduct the shows. So once again, pick up the phone, call in 888-815-9756. And we want to welcome Andrew to the show. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, Robin.
Hi. And your birthday?
How are you?
Good.
2/19/82.
Okay, great. And we spoke before, right?
Yeah, a few weeks ago.
Great. All right. Well, the first thing that I pick up is that you seem to be going through a lot. I get that there seems to be a separation in your environment. So are you on the outs with someone right now, Andrew?
Yeah, it's been a few months.
And, yeah, it just feels like you're holding back or you're hiding your feelings, but you still care for her a great deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, it does feel like, do you have allergies or anything going on with that?
You know, I think I do. It's been actually kind of probably like 2 to 3 weeks. I think it turned into some kind of infection. But I'm getting close to over it, though.
Oh, yeah, because I feel like you're going to be getting over it. And, yeah, so I do see success coming up for you. I am seeing contracts and agreements also. So it does feel like, you know, this could be a new environment. So were you living together and you've moved out?
Yeah, we were living together, and she moved out, yeah. Actually, same apartment, just one floor up. It's kind of funny.
Oh, really? So she lives in your building?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, well, I mean, I was wondering more specifically, I mean, do you see her ever wanting to get back together?
Well, how long has it been? Was it end of the year?
Been almost 4 months, I'd say.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, 4 months, too. Well, I see you reconnecting as lovers, so, and I do see that she does think of you as a soulmate, and I do feel like you are committed to her, even though you're not together at this point, but, you know, once again, I feel like it's going to come back together, so I feel like there's changes, but, you know, realistically, it could be another 4 or 5 months before the two of you are talking about moving in together and you know, changing your life again.
What about just, like, reconnecting as in, like, seeing each other, talking? Because it's kind of on and off during the four-month break.
Yeah. Well, I did get the number two, you know, but once again, I felt it was most likely months, but hopefully it's weeks, you know, but I did get the number two around spending time together. But when I saw you, like, back in a committed relationship and having the titles of boyfriend and girlfriend, it does feel like, you know, another 5 months or, like, August, September time period.
Okay.
Right.
I guess if that doesn't work out, is there anybody else coming along? I mean, 4 or 5 months seems like a long time.
Yeah, I see happiness coming up for you. And it does feel like there's a beautiful brunette coming into your life. And I do feel like you are going to, you know, be at a crossroads. And I think that even meeting somebody new might be good for the neighbor because it feels like then it's most likely that, you know, she is going to reveal that she still has feelings for you. So it's a possibility that, you know, it could spark a reconnection that way. So, you know, I do feel that there's a brunette coming in for romantic reasons.
Okay, cool. I'll keep posted.
All right, Andrew. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Once again, lines are available, 888-815-9756. We're on BBS Radio. And once again, weekdays, between 12 and 12:30 Pacific Standard Time, I do blogtalkradio.com/free-psychic-reading. And you can also call me there for a sample reading. Also, support the show, call and schedule a private consultation with me at 877-963-4220. That's 877, the word Zodiac on your touch keypad, and the number 0, and I'm at extension 701. So you can reach me there. You know, once again, I am taking a bit of a break. I am coming back, so the best time to call is now. And then when I come back, you can call back and give us validations. You know, like I said, when things don't really sound familiar, and then when you're in the midst of it, you know, I'm the first person that you think about. Okay, the number again is 888-815-9756. And I definitely am here until 7. So we still have quite a bit of time in the show to do psychic readings. And I think that, you know, everything in the news is pretty overwhelming right now. It's kind of strange that there seems to be, you know, celebration from, you know, such a horrible, you know, military situation. And I just don't get it. I'm not a big fan of the government. I actually believe that the reasons that the Kennedys were assassinated is that they were involved, they were born into the Illuminati, which is the controlling families of the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is not government. So the government could take out the heirs to bastard children. So I actually believe that there is bastard children, and that's why the government assassinated, so that they could put the children in foster homes and control the money and get power over fortune and money. It's nothing new. There's a book written in Latin about how to conquer a country, and, you know, basically it is to, you know, take out the other person and steal their bloodline. And, of course, we're all familiar with the Da Vinci Code, and someone's trying to call me. So... so anyway, I actually believe that, you know, that this has been going on since Queen Victoria and back in Jack the Ripper days, that it was the Mason doctor that was taking these women's lives because her son was sleeping with prostitutes and probably impregnating them, and what they would do is put the children in homes and look after them. And this was actually discovered when Windsor Castle caught on fire, and they opened up the books, and then they realized that there's these families that have been getting paid to look after the Queen's bastard children. So why wouldn't the government do it here? And I really do believe that it happened with Anna Nicole Smith also. I think that her having a child in the Bahamas was having a child on the Queen Dowell because she was a single mother. So when she passed away and Danny Lynn went into care of the Bahamas foster care system, that, you know, they are entitled to that child's money. So I think that that's what's going to be the outcome. So I hope I'm wrong, but I think we're going to find out when Danny Lin is old enough to, you know, be in control, that there really isn't anything, because it's all been taken by government. So I'm not a big fan of government. I'm not a big fan of religion either. I really feel that it's a personal thing, that I respect everybody's views. You know, I do but believe that there is a higher power, and I do believe in, you know, positive thinking is the law of attraction, to attract positive in your life. You know, I know that we should treat people on how you want to be treated, but I actually treat people on how they treat me. And I know that that's not a very good quality, but I think that it's because I mirror people's reflections and I mirror people's vibrations. And you know, I'm usually treated well, especially here on BBS Radio. So once again, we're taking your calls. The number here is 888-815-9756. And we are going to take a bit of a break, and then I'm going to be coming back later in the summer and, you know, continuing on. So, once again, the phones are available for a sample psychic reading, and we've had some great calls tonight. I've been spot on. I know I kind of was off on another foot with one caller, but like I said, when she's in a situation surrounded by a long-term family member that has two young children, and that, you know, it might hit her that that's what I was talking about. So, you know, my sense is that, you know, I picked up on the last caller's move, and you know, I felt 4 months. I said the end of the year, and, you know, even though, you know, we're 4 months, we're, you know, the beginning of May, that's like 4 months into the timing. So I felt like I really keyed into him. So I really do enjoy demonstrating my psychic ability. And the number here, again, is 888-815-9756. And we're taking your calls. All I need is your name, date of birth, and where you're calling in from. And as you can tell, I can tap into what's going on in your life and a situation that you might be going through. You know, or if it doesn't sound familiar, once again, it could be coming up. So, you know, I do feel that the lines are available at 888-815-9756. And we still have time in the show. Pick up the phone, call in, and give me a call. And like I said, all I need is your name and date of birth and where you're calling in from. So the best thing to do is call now for a sample reading at 888-815-9756. And we'll continue doing readings. So also check me out on the web. I've got quite a few websites. RobinZodiac.com. That's RobinZodiac. You can also email me at RobinZodiac@yahoo.com. And once again, I do a half-hour show during the week, weekdays. I will be taking a break during the summer, and I don't do it on holidays. But between 12 and 12:30 Pacific Standard Time, you can call for a sample reading with me. And it's been great. It's becoming very popular, so I really enjoy doing it. It really gets me motivated, and I look forward to it. And so it's been a good situation. I love BBS Radio. I've met some amazing people. I'd like to stay in touch with you, so I do plan on returning. Once again, you can also check out my ebook. I wrote, it's called The Secrets to Win a Marriage Proposal. And even if you're involved in a relationship, but maybe you want a better relationship, or you really want to know the secrets to, you know, advise other people, check that out at www.callpsychic.com. And also, there's the ESP tests, the biocompatibilities. So when you become a member, you also get webcam access to me at home. So check out that site at www.callpsychic.com. Also, you know, like I said, I've written about a lot of conspiracies. I really feel that the government is corrupt. I really do feel that there is an undercurrent going on that is not spoken of. And so you can check out my website at psychicdomain.com and read my blogs. Also, I have a really great website that has astrology, runes, I Ching for Lovers, tarot cards, and astrology. And that's at readingsforyou.com. That's readings, the number four letter U, readingsforyou.com. So check out that site. And the tarot card reading is pretty complete. I mean, it is, you put in your information and they give you your spread and then they give you interpretations. The astrology one isn't interpreted. So if you have any questions about your astrology chart or your partner's astrology chart, or you want to know, once again, how you, maybe you relate to each other or how you could change things to relate better to each other, then call me and schedule a reading at 877-963-4220, extension 701. So it seems like there is people out there listening and watching on Ustream tonight. But pick up the phone and call in at 888-815-9756 and have a sample reading with us here on the air. And, you know, once again, I'm not sure what else I have to say. I mean, I think let's go to another commercial break and once again pick up the phone, call in 888-815-9756, and we'll be right back with more psychic readings.
Constellation,
we want to welcome Mary Lynn to the show. Hi, Mary Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
Good. And your birthday?
My birthday is 1/28/1962.
Okay. Okay, let's see here. All right. Well, the first thing I feel is that there's seems to be somebody that you've been with for a very long time. So are you married, Mary Lynn?
Yes, I am.
And I really do feel like there's a soulmate connection between the two of you. And I do see you being very happy together. And I do feel that it seems right now that there's difficulties with finances. I keep getting that money's going out. Is that about right?
No, our finances are pretty okay. I've been doing a lot of stuff with working on the stock market and stuff, you know, working on investments and you know, putting money in different areas.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's good because I just want to...
I'm working on finances right now. Not that I have a financial trouble, but it's a matter of, you know, do I put more in gold, silver, you know, what funds do I do? So I've been working on a lot of financial issues.
And I do see you, you know, benefiting and being very happy with the results. So, you know, once again, I do feel like, you know, you're following your intuition and I see you having success.
Okay.
Yeah. I also, I do feel like you're very intuitive yourself.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Now also, do you have a daughter, Mary Lynn?
Yes, I do.
And how old is she?
She's 22.
Okay, because I do feel like, you know, she seems to be really beautiful. I get her, like, as an actress, or I just feel like, you know, she seems to stand out in the crowd.
Well, she's very pretty. I mean, she's very, very pretty. In fact, she kind of looks like Kate Middleton, the gal who just got married. She's told that all the time. So she's a real pretty girl, and she's a very sweet kid, too. Most of the time.
Yeah, I feel so. Yeah, and my sense is that she's, I know she's 22, but I feel like she wants to take some more schooling or further her education. So has she mentioned anything like that?
Well, she's probably going to work for a couple years, and then she wants to go on for her master's. She's graduating this year, so at Boston College in nursing. So.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. That's fantastic. Well, I see a lot of success, but yeah, once again, I do feel like she'll probably go back and continue on. And yeah, it feels like she might even do her PhD. I really feel like she's smart and, you know, she is going to go all the way.
Yeah, she's extremely, she graduated like on her SATs, top of her class. So she's a very smart girl. So I don't see her with just a 4-year degree. I see her moving on with more education as well.
Yeah, definitely. And do you have two sons also, Mary Lynn?
I just have one son.
Oh, okay. And how old is he? Is he 16?
No, 13. He's a teenager. He's 13.
Oh, okay. He must be tall.
Actually, my daughter's tall and he's not.
Okay.
My daughter's 5'9", and he's kind of short for his age, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, once again, I think that's going to change. So
okay.
You know, I do feel like
it's funny that you would say. It's funny that you would say that because we're having issues with both my husband and I are tall. My daughter's like 5'9", and we're concerned about his growth. In fact, the doctor brought it up, and we've been concerned. And I don't know if he's just going. And that's funny that you brought up his height because that's a concern of ours right now. So you see him growing. And genetically, the doctor's concerned because he shouldn't be where he's at with our gene pool and also with his growth. He's kind of off his growth plate, off his growth chart right now. So,
right.
So you see him getting over that.
Yeah, I do. I see him going through a growth spurt, and I do feel like that it is going to change. So, you know, I continue seeing the doctors, but I do feel like, you know, by the time he's 16 that it looks like he is going to be a lot taller.
Okay, good. Because that's kind of an issue. It's funny that you brought up his height. Because that's a major issue right now. Because, in fact, we're seeing an endocrinologist about it. So so you don't see a problem right now?
Yeah, I don't pick up that there's a problem. I mean, I feel like the outcome is going to be, you know, a successful one. So I'd like to hear that, Mary Lynn. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. That makes me feel so much better.
Great.
So anyway, also I was going to ask, my daughter has some back issues. She had scoliosis and had the rods put in her back, and she's got a lot of pain in her back. And I just want to know, I thought about taking some alternative healing methods with her. Do you see her getting better from her back pain at all?
Yeah, I definitely feel so. Yes, I really do feel like it is going to be addressed. And, you know, once again, my sense is that the alternative is going to relieve her. So, you know, I feel like that's a good direction to go in.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. And one other question I had, you know, right, I was thinking about, I do a lot with research and finance, but I also thought about getting my real estate license and doing some buying and selling and doing some buying and selling rental properties as well as selling in addition to that. I actually have a chemistry degree, but I've kind of stepped out of that field and really wanted to do something else. Do you see that being successful at all?
Yeah, I definitely feel so. I think that you're in the right direction. So, you know, even though it's difficult with real estate, I think that you're going to be successful with managing properties and the rental. So, and I do see you generating a significant income from that. So, yeah, I would say that it's a good idea to pursue.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, Mary Lynn, thank you so much.
Oh, gosh, you were great. Thank you so much. Anyway, nice talking to you.
Okay.
Take care. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, once again, you know, it was great. I will be back on BBS Radio. I'm just taking a little bit of time off, but you will hear from me again. So email me, and I'll put you on my email list, and we can stay in touch, and I can tell you when and where and how to get in touch with me. And that's at robinzodiac@yahoo.com. Once again, I mentioned my ebook, Secrets to Win a Marriage Proposal. That's at www.callpsychic.com. And support the show. Schedule a private consultation with me at 877-963-4220. That's 877, the word Zodiac on your touch keypad, and the number 0, and I'm in extension 701. So until we meet again, remember, God has blessed you. Bye.